Welcome to Moments of Inspiration. We invite you to join us for the next few minutes as we present in song and teaching a biblical message exalting Jesus Christ as Lord and Savior. Support for our ministry is given by those who seek to share the gospel of Jesus Christ so that as many as possible can hear the good news of God's love and saving grace. We also design our programs to encourage and strengthen Christians in our walk of faith. We are so glad you're listening today. Please join us for a few moments of inspiration with our featured speaker, Max Pratt.
Jesus is described by various names in the scriptures. The identity of his being the prophesied Christ or Messiah that the Israelites had for a long time anticipated is found quite often. He is the Son of Man and the Son of God. Jesus of Nazareth distinguishes him from others who wore his common name. Most of the names given to him carry with them some special identity or purpose that describe some attribute of our Savior. In our broadcast today, we will focus upon the words given by John the Baptizer. On the day that Jesus was baptized by John, the day after, John pointed Jesus out to some of his disciples and said about him, "Behold, the Lamb of God who takes away the sin of the world." We hope you will choose to share these moments of inspiration with us.
Once I was straying in sin's dark valley, no hope within could I see. They searched through heaven and found a Savior to save a poor lost soul like me. Oh, what a Savior! Oh, hallelujah! His heart was broken on Calvary. His hands were nail-scarred, his side was riven. He gave his lifeblood for even me.
Death's chilly waters I'll soon be crossing. His hand will lead me and sing up there forevermore.
Oh, what a Savior! Oh, hallelujah! His heart was broken on Calvary. His hands were nail-scarred, his side was riven. He gave his lifeblood for even me, for even me.
John had been predicting the coming of the kingdom of heaven. He had been preaching to help people prepare for the coming of Christ. This was God's purpose in having John prepare the way of the Lord. When he was asked if he was the prophet or the Messiah who was to come, John said that he was not. He was simply preparing the way for Christ by calling the people to repent and to be baptized for the forgiveness of their sins. He went on to tell the people that the kingdom was very near, announcing the coming of Jesus. His words were, "After me will come one more powerful than I, the thongs of whose sandals I'm not worthy to stoop down and untie. I baptize you with water, but he will baptize you with the Holy Spirit." John baptized Jesus, not for a repentance and forgiveness of sins, for Jesus had no sins. It was at his baptism that John heard the testimony from heaven John testified, I saw the Spirit come down from heaven as a dove and remain on him. And I heard a voice from heaven saying, this is my beloved Son, whom I love, with whom I am well pleased. It was out of this experience that John sent some of his disciples to Jesus by directing their attention to the Lord as he passed by on that next day, saying, look, the Lamb of God. And so today we think of Jesus the Christ, our Lord and Savior, as the Lamb of God. In the Old Testament laws, and in particular the laws concerning the Passover feast, a lamb was slain and its blood placed upon the door of each home of God's people. This memorial ritual was an annual obligation for the Israelites. They were commemorating the night of death that came upon the Egyptians. This was the last plague that God sent upon Pharaoh to set his people free. The Jews were saved from death that night. In Egypt, the firstborn died because there was no blood to save them. But among God's people who were obedient to the directions of God, they were saved from death because the blood saved them. Jesus is called by John the Lamb of God because his blood would be used to set people free from the bondage of sin. This image draws to our minds the crucifixion of Jesus. He died upon that Roman cross. His blood was shed. Before Jesus went to the cross for our sins, he instituted a memorial that Christians are to keep on the Lord's Day. On the night before Jesus was crucified, he observed the Passover feast with his chosen apostles. During the supper, Jesus took bread and broke it. He gave it to his disciples and instructed them to eat of it. He explained that it represented his broken body. Then he took a cup of wine. He told them to drink from it. And as they did, he said, this is the blood of the New Testament. In the teachings of the apostles of Jesus Christ, the church is to meet together and remember the great sacrifice of Jesus. In this communion, we remember the blood that was shed on our behalf. We should remember that it is the precious blood of Jesus, the Lamb of God, that cleanses us from our sins and protects us from the curse of death. Just as Jesus conquered death and the grave, so we live as Christians in hope of our own victory. The promise from Jesus is that he will come back to this earth. When he does, the graves will be opened and everyone he claims as his own will be with him forever. This is the promise of eternal life. That night in Egypt, when the 10th plague fell upon the Egyptians, the cry of death was heard. What a horrible sound of mourning was heard. How grateful those Israelites were for the blood of the Lamb that saved them and the firstborn child. The Lamb of God is able to take away the sting of death. Jesus told Martha when death came and took her brother Lazarus, I am the resurrection and the life. He who believes in me will live even though he dies, and whoever lives and believes in me will never die. Then Jesus asked her, do you believe this? It is certainly important what we believe. Having faith in Jesus to be the Lamb of God who takes away the sin of the world makes it possible for us all to be found righteous in the eyes of God. Dear listeners, let me ask you, do you believe that Jesus is the resurrection and the life? Do you believe in his power to give you life beyond the grave? That is what John meant when he said of Jesus, look, the Lamb of God who takes away the sin of the world. We are praying and hoping for those who hear our message today. It is our great desire to share with you our conviction that Jesus saves because he is the Lamb of God.
Walk with me, walk with me, lest mine eyes no longer see all the glory, all the story of your love. Talk to me, talk to me.
like you spoke so tenderly. When you talk there, when you walk there by the sea,
there by the sea,
let me follow in the footsteps that trod the shore of Galilee. Let me learn to pray like he did in the Garden of Gethsemane. Take my hand, take my hand, teach me, Lord, to understand all my duty, all the beauty of your love.
Yes, of your love.
Let me follow in the footsteps that trod the shore of Galilee. And let me learn to pray like he did Gethsemane. Take my hand, teach me, Lord, to understand all my duty, all the beauty.
Thank you for sharing your precious time today with Moments of Inspiration. This international mystery exists to honor Jesus Christ as the risen Lord. We present Christ's gospel message, praying to bring salvation to many. We hope to encourage Christians to walk by faith in Him until He comes again. We offer Bible studies and free Bible upon request. You may contact us by email at moiradio@gmail.com or write us at 5728 White Settlement Road, Fort Worth, Texas 76114. You can find additional programs and information about this ministry on our website at momentsofinspiration.org. We thank you for listening today, and please join us again next week for Moments of Inspiration. Until we meet again, may God bless you and keep you.